I'll tell you another incident there that it took courage there. Back in those days there, you know, they had the old muzzle-loading gun and it just shot one time. There's no single-barrel muzzle-loading gun. Well, a mad dog came there, and my granddaddy had a bunch of dogs. They kept a bunch of dogs in for hunting and for protecting the house and whatnot. And this mad dog come and got in the dogs. Well, he loaded his gun and he walked out in the yard, and the mad dog started towards him and he killed him. And I often thought there, I said, now, I wouldn't have done that for $10,000. I said, suppose that gun this far, what would you have done?
I suppose it often did, as a matter of fact.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. So when we went up into Virginia, I found out from my great-granddad come down into this part of the country, and I won't talk it, because it's a thing that happened that can't be helped, but telling it won't help the situation, because I knew that back in those days when they migrated from one, they left, they come as a family unit or as a community unit. One man just didn't pull up with his wife and move down to here. So there's a curiosity there, and so we went up there and we found out the reason.
The other thing that we talked about on the porch last night before I left was you asked me what I found in this community, whether the attitudes toward the history of the community was the same as in other states. And I said that what really did impress me, and as I meet people like Mr. and others.
Mister, I wished I had the sense that Mr. has. In other words, he is well educated and he has applied it to this history of Hardeman County, and it's a shame that his age, that he doesn't have it down on paper, what he really knows. Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
Well, the thing that really impresses me, though, is the interest that everybody has. And I think I made the point last night that your interest is just for the love of learning something. It isn't to be snobbish about the fact that you find a duke or a prince or somebody in your background. You made the comment, and I wish you put it on tape. Somebody said to you, you shouldn't dig around like that. You're going to turn up a horse thief.
They said, well, you're allowed to find a horse thief, or even somebody swinging by the tail. I said, well, I think just as much to them as I would the rest of them, because they are my lineage. I have found people actually that were not only we always common people. All of my lineage have been just common people, but they were just a little lower than the common people. But yet they're my ancestors.
You're interested in them.
And I claim them. And I've got them down in my record. They're my ancestors.
Sometimes these that we may feel that are a little lower than us, when you get to talking to them, are the ones that can tell you the most back further about your family, and some that are supposed to be up and up.
Well, what kind of does to me about some people in talking about their descendants, they're good and bad people, and there have been since
Adam. And they always will be.
And yet when you talk to them about their ancestors, you'd think that everybody was a general or a duke or
no.
A...
we won't find that my thing. No.
The thing that really does impress me here is that you are exploring the history just for the joy of finding facts rather than...
Well, I mean, we hadn't actually scratched the surface good of what I want to do when I retire. Because I might, as old as I'm getting, I might grow restless and weary because...